Chris, what a fantastic evening of entertainment and what a superb result again as well against the leaders.
Yeah, incredible. To be fair, the lads done outstandingly well today for me, and they did on Saturday. To put a performance in after the performance on Saturday like that, I can't ask for any more, really.
Obviously, first half, you're pretty unfortunate to be going into the break 2-1 down. What was your message to the players at half time?
Just keep believing, keep doing what you're doing, because I didn't feel like we deserved to be 2-1 down. It was quite breathtaking to actually go into 2-1 down, and the boys were a bit like shell shocked, if I'm being honest. And I just said some, do not come off what you're doing, because it's been very, very good. If we do what we do first half, in the second half, then we'll come out with a result, and that's what happened.
And a great finish as well for Ross Lafayette. I think one touch and he put it into the back of the net.
Yeah, definitely. It's good for Ross, you know, because he's obviously disappointed he's not playing at the minute. And we've had a good chat, me and Ross, and he feels that he can, you know, he can do better because he's a good player. And today he's proved that by coming off the bench and scoring. And it's about the squad, you know. You can't always play in the starting 11, but when you come off the bench and score a goal like that, then fair credit to him.
The likes of Drury and Strevens playing brilliant football out there in the middle. How encouraged were you with the general play from everybody out there tonight?
Some of the football tonight was breathtaking, in my opinion. I really did think it was probably our best performance of football that we've done all season, in my opinion. And it proved, and I think the result then did show, and we're delighted, you know.
And Yemi Odabade as well, how pleased were you with him? He just didn't stop running all night.
He was outstanding. Do you know what? He was outstanding. Me and Yem had a good chat last week and discussed about where his future lies and where he wants to play as his position, because he's been playing on the right, which he will have to at times for us now and then to fill in. But he told me, I want to be a striker. He said that when I was out walking last year, I showed I can score goals. And I put the credit, you know, I put the belief in him tonight and said to him, go and show me what you can do. And he certainly did that.
What a terrific 72 hours you've had, though, as well. On Saturday at Tranmere, 6 points. I mean, incredible points tally there against two of the toughest sides in the league.
Yeah, it just goes to show how good we really are. You know, I think we lost a bit of belief in the camp, and now we've got that back. There's a squad there that it is a bit slim, and we need to add a few to it to make it a bit stronger. But, you know, I can't ask for any more. You know, they really have showed how good they really can be, and if we maintain that standard, which I talked to them about after the game there, if we can remain doing what we're doing well at the minute, we will be a force to reckon with.
And also, maybe hopefully it's the last time I ask you about this, but obviously 9 points from 4 games now again. I mean, you've done your hopes no harm at all there of getting the full-time position, have you?
Well, you know, it is what it is, you know. The boys have done superb, and I don't want to make it about me, but, you know, because they are the ones that are playing on the pitch, working so hard for each other, and there's a real good team spirit now. And yeah, of course, you know, the manager's job is something I want to do. You know, I'm hungry for it. So if they give it to me, then that'd be great, and I'll be looking forward to hopefully being successful with Eastleigh Football Club.